Right.
I'm an Aleph. We're at the next try again of trying to figure out what do we do with the onion that starts growing during Shavuos, finishes growing during Shminis. What's going to be the halacha? What's going to be its status? So we're now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Ella, and probably almost the same amount from the top. Ella min hada. Pashta. So rather, let's say we're going to try to answer from the following. This non, the following Mishnah. Betzalim sheyardu aleim geshamim. So you have onions that had rain fall on them, and they had rain fall on them during the Shemitah year. And what happens? Look at the Ran, just elamin hada pashta detanya betzalim sheyardu aleim geshamim. Three lines down in this very wide lines. Bishvius, they rain. They were rained upon during Shemitah, v'tzamchu, and they, you know, grew. Yimhayu aldin shalhen shachar nasurin. So we're going to talk about what this means. So fine. So it rains during Shemitah. So the sheyardu aldin geshamim back in the Gemara, v'tzamchu, and they grew. Yimhayu aldin shalhen shacharin asurin. If their leaves are black, so now they're forbidden. Horiku mutarin. But if they're like more pale, so then they are mutar. Okay, and then Rabbi Hananya ben Antigonus Omer, if you could pull them out of the ground with their, you know, by their leaves, so then Asurin, and when it comes to after Shavuos, so then they are permissible. So what does all this mean? So take a look at the Ran. And they grew. They're black. Note them the shachris. That means they're black. You know, they're on their way to being a little more, you know, darker. Because that shows that they grew well, right? Something's leaves are black typically means like they're like rotten. It doesn't mean black. I mean, it means dark, right? They're dark. They're rich. Richly colored, so that means already that they grew nicely. Right, and so you see that they grew nicely. So what does that mean? It means they're getting nutrients from the ground. You'd say, what do you mean? You just told me that it rained from Shemaim. Yeah, but the point being, they're really soaking up the nutrients, and therefore they're usher because they have kedusha shvius. Fine. Just to be clear, right? Not when we say asurin. This means like it's after the Zvan Bior or whatever the reason is. It's not because of, well, Perishvius in general, not Usar, right? It says before, per se. But they can become Usar because of that Kedusha at some point. Okay, Hariku Mutarin. Shekevan Shehem Yerukim, since they are, Hariku literally Lashon Yarok, green, but it means like, you know, paler green. Shekevan Shehem Yerukim, Lav Machmas Yenikas Hakarka Niskandu, Ela Machmas Habatzel Atzmo. So what is it? So don't ask a botanist if this is true or not, but the point is that if they're paler, so it means that they didn't really grow from the ground at this point, not growing more from the ground. They're growing from whatever was left of the nutrients of the onion itself, right? That's sort of the point. Okay, but the point being, it was from the sixth year, let's say, right? And now it got rained on in the seventh year, and just a little bit of this, like, you know, pale green stuff grows from it. So that's probably just like leftovers from what's in the onion itself, and therefore it's going to be mut. In Michal Nitlash Ba'aldin Shalahem Asurin. If you're allowed to pull them out of the ground by the leaves, and then they're off. Again, the point being that the leaves are strongly attached to the onion. So again, so that means that it's well nourished. Well nourished meaning when? During Shemitah. Okay. And when it comes time for Motei Shavuos, they're permissible. Mishum de be'alin halalu vaday rabu gidulin al ikar habatzel hamu'ur haben. So the point being, this is true 6 to 7, right? But if it was the 7th year to 8th year, right, and then you're coming to the 8th year now, and the same thing happens, and it rains, and they get these dark leaves, and you can pull them out of the ground. So what does that tell me? It's getting its nutrients when? During the 8th year, in which case it's mutter. So what do you see? Alma. Alma en gidula nimshachim achar ha'ikar the other rabba malin also, right? So what do you see? You see the growth is not about the ikar, like the part that was grown initially, but the later growth. Yes. Does that make sense?
Just a little unclear. Are we talking about, if you look at the Mishnah,
yeah,
the onions or the leaves?
Are you saying the onions mutter or the leaves mutter?
Yeah, it's just like hard. It's like, and then it's like, it's using pronouns when it says
that. I think it means the onions. Okay. The leaves are just reflective of, I think, the status of the onion. The dark leaves, the light leaves are reflective of how much growth is going on there. You're right. You're saying it sounds like the leaves are growing. Do you have an indication there that maybe it's the leaves?
I see there's a lot written here. There's a lot on them. Maybe it's my clothes were showing him. What it's talking about. But here, in note 22, it says, according to the Ran, the Mishnah is discussing the leaves, whether the leaves are subject to Shemitah sanctity. This also the Rambam.
Here, look at the note on the right.
The 26, I'm saying, note 22 is getting in, it's whatever.
If you go to the next page on 24,
next page.
On the right-hand side of the notes, the parentheses, right? So those ones initially discussing the status of the onion, right? So I think you're right. I think so. It's unclear whether it's about the onion or it's about the leaves.
Yeah, could be.
Just talking language, whatever. The language of the Mishnah, it's a little pronouns. It's hard to know which one they're referring to.
Yeah, you're right. You could make such an argument that's talking about the leaf. It's a good point. Because what's the whole point? I mean, you could hear both. You could hear both. Right? One is leaves are reflective of the growth of the onion, or you could say that it's talking about the status of the leaves, and it's all about. It's all about the leaves. The whole conversation is about the leaves. So maybe Mutar and Asurin is also about the leaves. You can understand that to be a possibility. And the point is, do you go about that? What?
That's the potential.
Yeah, here we go.
There's a note in here saying that...
they are Mutar.
A rabbi suggests that the reference is to the thin peel covering an onion. So it's that onion peel, not the leaves sprouting out of some, but just the peel itself.
The peel.
I think,
the part that grew.
Are there leaves on an onion?
Adam, why don't you ask the obvious question about the actual factual information? That is not the goal here.
If you've never forgotten an onion, yes, it'll start sprouting, and then, if you get
no, but only later. You're saying that an onion grows. I, first of all, I don't know, is the butzel exactly a regular onion, like a Spanish onion? I don't know exactly what kind. You're right, I don't know. Someone should Google later.
I think that when talking about leaves sprouting out, it's how you would pull the onion out, and that's why it's saying if the leaves are strong, as in you could.
That's the last line.
Okay.
But that's just one, right? That's one opinion. That's how you could look.
No, but you're right. I agree with you. Like a carrot, right? Like that's how Bugs Bunny would get a carrot out of the ground, right? Okay, rye isn't from Bugs Bunny, but that is the, point. That's
clearly there are leaves we're talking about. If they're green, if they're dark enough, so right. Clearly we're talking about an onion.
No, I'm just saying, is it really is that an onion? Is that a parsnip? I don't know.
An onion, it looks like scallions almost grow out of the onion, right. And that's how you might pull it out.
Yeah, I don't know. When you get an onion in the store, are the top green things chopped off? Yeah, I don't know. That's how it works. Maybe that's the shot.
They've been there too long.
Yeah, right. We know that they can grow later, but maybe they do start with them, and that's how they grow, and then they get. We just see them not that way.
I'm a city boy.
Yeah, I really know. Me too. What do I know? Okay, fine. But good, fine. But the point is, seems to be a proof for this idea. Okay, the main brother, you do the head there, Malin, let's say, sir. Right. So you see that the point, the part that grows, the head there is, overtakes that which was usher. So a proof that this is true. Okay. Says Gemara, no, but Dilma v'meduchnin. This is not talking about a regular onion. It's talking about anything that's crushed already. And if it's crushed, what does that mean? Look at the Ran, the bottom line. Shadach v'shachak ha-betzalin. You ground them up. V'keva d'meduchnin ninhu gariyeh v'lo mamshecha gidulin b'tarvayu b'asrayu. Meaning if they're crushed up, and therefore the growth that comes out of them, the leaves, by the way, this is going to be a good proof that what we're really asking about is the leaves. Right, but the point is that
that's exactly what it says here. For this reason, they were considered too insignificant to determine the status of the leaves that grew.
Right, exactly. So we're asking the status of the leaves. So then, why are you not taking it into account the status of the onion? The onion's crushed up, right? But if the point is that that's what's going on here, then there's no proof because the onion is not chashuv anymore, right? To be considered that important. So fine. So that's one possibility. So in which case, no proof. Okay. Elamin hadol. Let's try again. The sanya. So what does that mean? A person is working in the field with a kusi. A kusi with the people who had there was a chashash about whether they were really their conversions were real to Judaism, and so the you know, if they had gave you produce, you had to take meiser from it, etc. You couldn't trust that they knew what they were doing halakhically and all of these things. But to be menachesh means you're gathering things with, you know, you're harvesting. The Ran says menachesh melaket alden yisayrim. Right? You are gathering extra leaves with chasios. So the Ran says chasios mefarish lakamen the chasios davar she'ein zaro kale. Right, it's an item that it's the thing that you, the seed, whatever that you plant, doesn't decompose. Right, we talked about this before. Kagon haluf v'hashum v'habitzolim. Yeah, so these types of onions, garlic and onions that they stay while things grow out of them. Okay, so the point is that someone is working with a kusi and he is gathering leaves from the chasios. So what's the halacha? So ocha mehen achila sarai. So first of all, he can eat an achila sarai. He can eat a non-fixed meal. I mean, just a snack or whatever. Why do I care about that? So look at the Ran. V'lo chayshidan shema kodim shezaram. I'm not nervous that maybe before they were planted, they already had become tevel, right? They came into meiser. Did who midrabanan ba'almahu lo chayshidan lachi? Because the meiser that you have to take from akusi's produce is derabanan, meaning he might have taken meiser. The chazal required to take it again because we're not sure that he did it. But the point is that if you're just working the field. And achila sarai. Well, look, the Mefarish explains. Ocha mehen arai, kamoshar tevel gamur. Right, because you have tevel in general, right, items that are not been totally, not have too much amounts taken from them at all. If you're working in the field and you're just like snacking a little, so you're not required to take chumas and meisers yet. Chumas and meisers have to be taken once the item's been harvested from the field, or you want to have a set like a real meal. So he's allowed to take achilas arai because it's still tevel. The point, the reason this question comes up with the kusi is that if he had already harvested it, right, and it was chayev and shumas amashis, and now he replanted it, so what's the concern? Maybe now I am actually eating real tevel, right, and items that should have had shumas amashis taken before. So fine. But the point is, since he's a kusi and the mice would have only been there about in the first place, so we allow him to continue to do the normal thing, which is to snack on the items that coming from the field. But fine.
The way it's kind of worded here,
yeah.
Are they snacking on what they're pulling out of the
field? Sounds
like
it. As they're, you know, it's like you're working on the grapes in the supermarket and you pop a couple in your mouth, right? So, no, I don't do that. That used to be a thing that people would do. Now, Bizbanazay, don't tell me I do that. I remember as a kid, I used to see that.
My kids
did. Yeah, you used to see that. Right. People would do that while they were
now
shopping.
Now there's like a film on it, and I'm afraid
now if you touch it, they're nervous. You're to give everybody COVID. I don't know, whatever. Like, can't do that anymore. But I remember as a kid, I was like blown away. I was like, what are people doing? That's what this is. Okay, fine. It's different, but it's similar. Okay, so... So you can eat achilas arai, umasran vadai. And the maaser you take for them is vadai, meaning it's not suffik. Right? You're not taking maaser be suffik, right? That we assume, Raj says around maaser and vadai, the kimlan beid shalo iser. We assume the kusi didn't take maaser. So when you take it, you're not taking suffik, you're taking it vadai. Okay. And b'shim ben Elazar omer, im yisrael chashad ala shviyas, lamotze shviyas, mutter. Okay, so Shimon Lozer says if the Jew was chashur on shvius, meaning there's a chashad that maybe he is a person who doesn't care about the halachos of shvius or doesn't know whatever, but it's chashur to violate the halachos of shvius, then on motzei shvius it's mutter. Okay, so what does that mean exactly? So it says the rabbi motzei shvius mutter lechol osan alin shegadu b'shminis. It's a separate halacha. Right, so if you have a Jew who's chashur, we're talking about, you know, collecting with the food with the chasios with the kusi. But now we're asking, what if the Jew himself who is chashur on shvius? What's the setup of his produce? So Ran says it's mutal lechol son alin shegadu b'shminis. You can eat the leaves that grew during the eighth year. Devade gidulayan rabin al ikar iser hamura ben. Because for sure the growth that they have is grown more than what was there before. V'acherim parsh. Pershu bedakin lahem dahakihu. Fine, but let's leave that alone for one second for now. But the point is, that if it's a Jew who's chashet to not keep the halachas of Shvi'is, if the things grow in the eighth year, you can eat them. Okay, la memra the gidule heter manas iser. Same thing. Sounds like we assume that if it grows more in the eighth year, so then fine, we don't care about what was there initially from Shvi'is. Okay, so it says Gemara. I don't know. Maybe we're talking about an item that you planted and it decomposes. So Gemara says, "But Hatanya Eluhein Chasios Kegum Haluf Hashum VaBitzalim." That's not true. The Chasios means these items that don't decompose, like the garlic and what is the loof?
Loof.
Oh, great, good. I don't feel so bad.
It's a member of the onion family.
A loof and an onion, garlic and an onion. Fine. So that can't be the attack on this case. Okay, but bibinduchnin. Maybe they're crushed. So Gemara says chashad al shvius katani. It says it's chashad al shvius. If it's chashad al shvius, then lachora we're not like if it's item that totally is disintegrated and isn't there. So what's the chashad al shvius? It wouldn't make any sense, right? So that Look at the Ran. Maybe you crushed them up before you planted them. So Gemara says, "Chashu katani velo tarach b'achi hilkach." You know, afshite la fine, but velo tarach b'achi meaning the guy's chashu al shvius. He doesn't care. He's not going to crush it up. I mean, the assumption is that the crushing up is something you would do to like get around the concern of shvius. But this guy's chashu al shvius. He doesn't care. So that can't be the case. Okay. So v'dilma b'taroves. Okay, maybe the case is that it's a mixture. Look at the Mefarish. Dem of Taroves is the first medium-sized line. In the second set of medium-sized lines. Right, the word right below the Gemara words. Tom of Taroves, Tishimu Ravin Osan Chasios, Bein Shayirako Shahata. Maybe you mixed in the Chasios with other fruit vegetables that are mutter.
For ochel and ayde tarubis, and eating them mixed together like a salad.
Mishum hachi shari. That's why it's mutter. Hold the leisei leikir be'en. You can't really see the original piece. It's mixed up. Avay isei kagon by the Ishmael. I'm reading the engi dulin heter malin aseser. Maybe the reason we're allowing it is because it's mixed together with something else. It makes it batel, whatever. But if it was mamish by itself, then we would be bothered by it. Maybe that's true. Okay. So it answers the Gemara hamenach esh katani. No, but it says you're collecting them, so it doesn't make sense either. So bottom line is, we found our answer. There's no, you cannot attack. All the attacks don't work on this case, and it sounds like it's the truth that this is a good proof that what grows new overtakes what was originally there, and again a good or that goes in either direction. From the sixth year to the seventh year, it could be a problem. From the seventh year to the eighth year, it's gonna be good. Right, the new leaves will be mutter. Fine. Okay, so lame to have it to you to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. So if that's true, if you remember all the way back on Nunzanam base, so we had two you know cases, one from Rabbi Yochanan, with the tree, the young tree that's wrapped around by the old tree, and with the case of Yochanan of the litra of onions that you planted in the ground, you spread them all out. In both cases, we were in both cases it sounded like the ikar mevat was mevatel. Mm-hmm. Right, that even though the Jonas in a different case. Balzer should not be karam v'nekar karam aser. But the point being, right, so both being that the ikar would nullify whatever would come next, right? That's the point being. So like, you know, that we could care more about the ikar than about the new gidulin. So maybe this should be, should prove them wrong too, right? So Amr Yitzchak, Shanya Shvius, Hol of Yisura de karka, v'telosa nam yadei karka. So no, so not meaning this doesn't necessarily have to be a fundamental rule about all scenarios where you have an ikar and something that grows afterwards. But this is a special halacha with regards to shvius. Why is that? Because when it comes to shemitah, since the iser of the item is through the land that the karka that it's in, so the bittul of it also comes from the karka that it's in. Right. So meaning, take a look at the Ran here. Kedichsev Vishavsa aretz. Okay, so it's all about the land, right? B'telasa ayadei karka. Masha ein kein orla dechisaron zman garam la yisur. V'kilayim nami. Tarov is hudekagar. Meaning, when it comes to orla, for example, and it becomes, you know, so something becomes orla, I can't leave it in the ground and now somehow it's going to change its orla status. It's orla. Right? If it's if it grew from the third year of the tree, it grew in the third year. Nothing to do with it. Right? The fact that it now connected to something else that's older, so what? It doesn't change it. But Shvius, what's the halacha? It's the fact that it's in the ground during Shvius is what gave a Kedusha Shvius. If it stays into the eighth year, it actually can transform itself, right? So maybe there's something unique about the Shemitah point, which means that it's not that the fundamental rule is that the Iker, you know, the new growth is mivata the old growth. Maybe that's a special rule when it comes to Shemitah, because the Shemitah, being in the ground during Shemitah is what makes it asar. So being in the ground now into the next year is what makes it mutter, right? Or growing during that time. But the point being, it's something that's a unique halacha when it comes to Shemitah as opposed to other halachos. If something is kilei akarim and it grows to be kilayim, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't change it. I can't make it not kilayim anymore. It grew already. It became kilayim. You can't unkilayim it. It's impossible. But it sounds like there's like a little bit of magic here, like a halachic magic that hope it happens with Shemitah, that since it's only because it's in the ground growing during Shavuos, so if it stays in or gets replanted and stays now into Shemitah, somehow it can get, it's the ground itself that can transform its status. Fine. So don't you know, say that it's a proof for this rule when it comes to Shemitah, but that doesn't necessarily make it a tiyufta to Rabbi Yonachanan and Rabbi Yonasan. Their halachos can be correct in their cases also. Fine. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. Harei Meiser, the Yisuro Ayadei Karka, Vein Beteilaso Ayadei Karka. Meaning, that's not necessarily true. Shemitah is not necessarily totally unique that way, because Meiser becomes Aser through the land. In fact, it grows. You have to take Meiser from it, right? But the betelasa is not because it stays in the ground. It becomes mutter now by what? Big mafish, trumas, and maisers, right? By what you take away. Right? You can actually, design a litra maiser, tevel, shezara bekarka, vishbicha. You took a litra of maiser, right? Or in tevel, that you plant now back in the ground, vishbicha, and now grows. Harehi ke eser litrin, chayevis be maiser, ubishvius, v'osa litra, maiser aleha, mimakam acha lefi cheshbon. So what do? You if you planted it now, and you need to take meiser from it, so you can actually do that, right? And you can take it mimakom acher, meaning so if it was part of a larger group of, you know, whatever it was, onions, whatever, and you planted them, I don't like onions at all, and you plant them, and now you say, oh gosh, I didn't separate meiser from it. So what can you do? You don't have to separate it from there. You can take, if it was part of a larger group, I can take meiser from the original group, and now this all of a sudden becomes mutter. Right, so that was aser before, and the way it becomes mutter is not from the ground; it's from something else, right? And that works. So Amre, so my answer is meiser digonu dikagar. So it's true, meiser is a little unique. So ayde digon mischai v'meiser v'lo ayde karka. I mean, the meiser is different because don't bring me an attack that shvius is not unique. Shvius is unique. And so is Meiser. Meiser is also unique, that the way Meiser becomes mutter is by separating it out. Fine. That still doesn't tell me that our case isn't unique to Shvius. It still is unique, and therefore Yochanan and Yonasan can still have their halacha also. So everyone can, you know, be proven for themselves, and everyone's okay. Okay, so let's stop here. Pick up next week.